Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to start with a story. Now, I heard this story from a chaplain in Afghanistan, so if you don't like it, blame him, not me. So it's a story about Morris and his wife, Esther. And every year, they go to this county fair. And at this county fair, they have the same conversation. And that is, they want to ride, or Morris wants to ride a helicopter. But every single year, Esther looks at Morris and says, "But Morris, that helicopter ride is $50. And $50 is $50. But this year, it was different. Morris decided, you know what? I'm going to protest. I'm going to hold on to this. And he protested to Esther. He said, "Listen, I'll do whatever it takes to get on this helicopter ride." And Esther looked at him the same way she did every other year and said, "Morris, $50 is still $50. Morris said, "But please, please, we have to do it. Listen, I'm 80 years old. I have to have this ride before I kick the bucket." And before Esther could respond, the helicopter pilot overheard them. And the helicopter pilot says, "Hey, how about this? I heard you guys talking, and if you can keep quiet throughout my entire ride, I won't charge you a dime." And so Morris, without even looking at Esther, shook the pilot's hand. They made a deal, and Esther reluctantly followed, and off they went. What they didn't know is that Morris hopped on his helicopter with a pilot who was previously a daredevil. And so the pilot takes off. He banks to the left and he banks to the right, nothing too crazy at first. And of course, there's no sound. Then he decides, "Okay, well, let's see what I could do." So he goes straight up in the air and then he nosedives towards the ground. And right before he hits the ground, he levels off. Still not a single peep. So then the pilot says, "All right, I got something for him." And he decides to do some barrel rolls. One roll, two roll, three rolls, and still not a single sound. So the pilot just landed. Feeling defeated, he looked at Morris and said, "Man, I have never seen such discipline in my life." And Morris came back and said to him, "You know, at first it was a little easy. The banking left and right, I could handle that. But then, you know, when you did the, you know, going towards the sky and then going back towards the earth like you were going to crash, that made my stomach sink, but I held on. I didn't say a word. And when you did the barrel rolls, I almost said something when Esther fell out of the helicopter, but $50 is $50. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Olalu Ogunyemi. I'm a U.S. Marine officer. I'm an author and founder of ParentChildConnect.com, and I'm excited to talk to you today about crushing your goals one day, one rep at a time. Now, I'm sure many of you smiled and laughed and maybe chuckled at our friend Morris because you started thinking, "Man, that guy is crazy." But if we're honest with ourselves, how many times would we say that we're just like Morris? Now, let me continue before you say, "That's not me." We get excited. We get laser focused on our goal, but then we lose sight of the big picture. We start to focus on that $50, the daily grind, the emails, the acquisitions, the likes, the subscriptions, etc. And then we lose sight of our Esther, which is the team, the mission, the vision, our spiritual, mental, and physical health. We start to lose sight of those things that like the relationships that keep us grounded. And we take our eyes off of Esther. So today, as we talk through our theme of focusing, the big thing that I want you to realize is that sometimes focusing too much, our laser focus, causes us to lose focus on the impactful things, and it causes us to not be able to achieve our goals. And so that's why we're going to have this conversation today. We're going to focus on crushing our goals one day, one rep at a time. Now, If you are taking notes, the first thing that I want you to write down is that goals are achieved one repetition at a time. I'll say that again. Goals are achieved one repetition at a time. Guys, you don't need a postgraduate degree to understand this one day, one rep methodology. I'm a United States Marine, and there's a reason they say that we eat crayons. Now, I'm just kidding. Shout out to the Marines out there. But guys, it's very simple. And in fact, I came up with this methodology as I stood in the gym and I walked in with my own fitness goals. You see, I walked into the gym and I looked around and I see some people doing deadlifts, 600-pound deadlifts over here. I see somebody doing a 450-pound bench press. I see people doing handstand push-ups, planks, all these things. And quite honestly, I got overwhelmed and a little discouraged. And guys, I almost turned around and walked out. But then I had a little bit of a revelation. And I looked around the gym and said, man, this gym is just like life. It's full of things that could either crush me or make me stronger. It all depends on my perspective. And so I decided to choose to have the perspective of doing one rep at a time, sticking to my plan and trusting the plan that I had in front of me. But guys, I only had the plan in front of me because I developed and I adopted a framework. It's a four-step framework that I apply every time I come up with a new goal. Now, this framework is also simple, just like the one day, one rep methodology. It's a four-step framework, and it's called Achieving Goals is Dope. Of course, that's an acronym, so get ready. You won't be that shocked, but here we go. D is for dream, O is for offload, P is for plan, and E is for execute. So let's start with dreaming. When I say dream, I mean, we have to dream in high definition. And this is a term that I borrowed from my friend, Chris Hogan. You see, guys, I'm an advocate for daydreaming. And I always tell people that we need to bring daydreaming back. I challenge you as you go through your day, as you finish this whole conference throughout the day, go back to wherever you are and take some time to daydream. I challenge you to do 10 to 20 minutes of a low cognitive activity like walking and just allow your mind to wander. And as you're allowing your mind to wander, I want you to focus on just removing all the governors, all the limitations on your imagination and creativity, and just allow yourself to wander and dream freely. Yes, I'm telling you, just like a child, to allow your imagination to run freely, because I truly believe that in many cases, our imagination is our greatest superpower. So, what I want you to do is picture yourself achieving your goal, because that clarity is important. But don't just picture yourself with the what, which is the goal. I challenge you to picture your why. Start rehearsing your why. Start pitching your why in your dream. Because if you have a passionate why and you're not able to pitch that in your dream, then it's going to be hard for you to get to somebody else to believe in your why. So begin in this dreaming phase, pitching your why and understanding what your why is. And so the takeaway for this dreaming phase is that achieving your goals begins with a clear idea, concept, and why. So now that we've finished talking about dreaming, let's talk about what we should do with that dream. And the next step is offload. So when I say offload, I mean literally brain dump that entire dream from your mind onto something that you can track. And in this case, I'm telling you to voice record, journal, type it out, draw it, whatever you need to do to make sure that that dream is now in front of you and that you can hold it in your hand. Don't worry about the structure or the how yet. We're going to get to that. In this case, you're just allowing your imagination to wander and you're just dreaming, again, offloading that dream so that way you're ready to push forward with the next step. I'll tell you that I've done this many times in my life. In fact, I wrote my first award-winning children's book called Crow from the Shadow while sitting in traffic on I-5 in San Diego. I'm telling you that it works. So you practice offloading your dream and getting ready to push forward. And the takeaway for offload is you're setting the foundation to materialize your goal. And that's what we're trying to do. When we offload that dream, we're setting that foundation so we can materialize the goal. After we offload the dream, we go into what we call the planning phase. So dream, offload, then plan. And this is the first time that you match the reality of your circumstance, the reality of your resources with your dream. There's four key categories within the plan phase that I want you to pay attention to. Of note, if you would like to dive in deeper conversation and understand more of these questions to ask, we can connect afterwards. But right now, I'm just going to talk about four categories under plan. The first thing that I'll tell you is that we have to define success and purpose. So a couple of questions I want you to ask yourself is simply, what does success look like to you? The next thing is, why does this goal even matter in the context of your life and even your organization's life? And then lastly, how does this goal align with your goals and purpose? And how does it align with your organization's goals and purpose? Because both are important. The next category under plan is to assess your readiness. Are you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually even ready to take on this kind of endeavor? And then secondly, if you're leading a team, is your team in that position to take on this endeavor? Because the one thing I want you to realize is that you cannot execute a great plan if you're ignoring the Esther, which is your health and the relationships and the other things that are important in your life, and really just trading them off for the $50 moments and that excitement in the motivation in the moment. I'll tell you now that as we talk about physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, that's all tied to our self-care. And our self-care is oftentimes our greatest strategic asset. So we can't treat it like a luxury. We have to make sure that we use it as the fuel to see the big picture, to see those Esther moments. All right, so the next category. Under plan, we're going to identify key players and key stakeholders. These questions are simple. Who is currently involved? And then the next question is, who needs to be involved? Now, as you go back and you start to think about this thing, you have to know who you already have in your circle who is not just able to do something, but they are willing to do something to help you achieve your goal. But that's going to start with your dreaming and offloading again and having the ability to pitch it well to them. And then the last category underneath the plan is map out the process. What is your timeline? And what are the required steps? And what this means is that we're taking this overall goal that we have and we're now breaking it down into manageable steps that we could take. And so the overall takeaway for the plan phase is a detailed plan makes our plan, our conceptual idea, executable. Now, here's the downside. A lot of us, entrepreneurs, professionals, and leaders, we get stuck in this phase because we plan and then we analyze and then we plan and we analyze and we never get to the next phase. I know a lot of us know this as paralysis by analysis, and we never get to the next phase, which is, if you're following along, you have dream, you have offload, you have plan, and then of course, say it aloud. I can't hear you anyway, but I'm assuming you just said execute. And that is where we get into our one rep at a time methodology. And underneath the execution phase, there's going to be some reps that I want you to take. And the first big rep that I want you to take is to cancel that big goal lie. You know that lie when you're standing on the mountain of aspiration, and then there's a valley there, and then you have on the other side a mountain of action. And in our mind, we could just back up if we can, and we just sprint and jump across that entire valley, and hopefully we latch on to the action side and then claw our way up, and now we're taking action. But that's just not how it works. That's not how you achieve your goal. And so the big goal lie is when you think of the goal in its entirety rather than breaking it down into manageable steps. Again, that's the only way for us to get from aspiration to action, because that valley is full of people who never came out of the planning phase, or they attempted to take that gigantic leap without doing the proper steps first. So the next rep under the execution phase is identify your non-negotiable rep. So the question you have to ask yourself is, what is the single highest leverage thing that you can do today? Not tomorrow. I'm literally talking about today, December 13th, 2025, that will get you closer to your goal. For example, if you want to write a book, maybe you can start by writing 100 words. If you want to expand your network, perhaps you could start with expanding or sending personalized messages on LinkedIn. Whatever it is for you, develop that non-negotiable thing, that rep, that you're going to do today. And again, the key term here is non-negotiable. That means you're going to do it every single day, and don't ever allow yourself to excuse not doing it. And then the next rep is practice micro-discipline. And this is one of my favorite, because I realize that commitment is that going to be that commitment to taking the first step. That's the most important commitment, taking that first step. You see, because when we talk about execution, a lot of times, again, we think about just jumping across that big valley that there exists between aspiration and action, where in reality, execution is not accomplishing the goal. Execution is actually taking the first step, and then the next, and then the next after that. That's what execution is all about. But I'm telling you, I've lived this. Like I said, I'm a United States Marine turned children's book author turned leadership coach, and all these things that I've done in my life, I can tell you that that first step is always the hardest, because you never know, as you're taking that first step, how deep that valley is. And if you were to fall 10 feet, maybe you can climb out of that. But if that valley's 200 feet deep, then that's a little bit different. And at times, that becomes overwhelming, and that causes us to fear taking that first step. I always like to equate it to dieting. You know, for me, I like to start off dieting, and after about 24 to 48 hours, I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like, what's going on? Where's that 8-pack that these websites promised me? It just doesn't exist. Why? Because I simply am taking that first step, and I have to remember that every step is a commitment to just taking the next step. And that's what it's all about. And that's what this entire dope system is all about. You dream, offload, and plan to remove that initial friction from the start. That's because it allows us to focus. If you allow me to use, again, the aspiration to action and not metaphor, it allows us to focus on just laying down that first plank as we build the bridge, and then the next plank and the next plank. And so we're taking just incremental or micro steps in order to achieve our goal. But here's the cool thing. As a guy who's done a lot of hikes and a lot of different kind of physical things, and of course accomplished some things in my professional life, I've noticed that the momentum that we achieve when we start taking those steps, those micro steps, and just one rep at a time, is what does the heavy lifting for us. So it's not about how we're going to just do everything at once. It's not about having to have that same energy and strength that you did for the first step. It's about allowing the momentum that you build to create momentum for you. So taking that first step does remove that friction. And the cool thing about it is, guys, you're in it. The second you take that first step, you're all the way in. You're committed. You're running. And I challenge you now to keep stepping and doing those high quality reps. And then, of course, measure your progress along the way. So eventually that 100 words for your book is going to turn to 1,000 words. That LinkedIn message that you started off with that was a little bit awkward and wonky, that's going to turn into clientele and collaborative opportunities. The point is that you don't need to force the entire journey. You just need to force the first step. The cool thing about momentum is this: the exponential power that takes over after the micro discipline. So once you force the start, the repetition itself is what generates the energy needed to continue the journey. And then, guys, once you get going, do not forget, never forget to celebrate the small wins, because every single step you take, every rep brings you closer to your purpose, your why, the Esther moments, the things we should focus on to build impactful lives. So guys, I'll leave you with this quote. When you're building, sometimes you're so close to what you're building that you can't see the structure forming. So whether you're leading a team, launching a business, or working on a personal goal, remember this: it's not enough to dream. You have to do. Keep building. Forget that $50 and focus on your Esther. Focus on the big picture. My challenge to you is simple. Be dope and start today by making every rep count, because you're doing this one day, one rep at a time. Again, I'm Olalu Ogunyemi. I'm a U.S. Marine officer, author, and founder of ParentChildConnect.com, and I'm so excited to have had this conversation with you. God bless.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.